Epicenter is written and read by Joel Rosenberg. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tyndale House Publishers.
Introduction. All eyes on the epicenter. When Saddam Hussein ordered the invasion of Kuwait in 1990 and threatened to use chemical weapons to destroy half of Israel, the Washington Post described the event as a political earthquake whose aftershocks will be apocalyptic for the Arab world. When U.S. and coalition forces invaded Afghanistan in 2001 and Iraq in 2003 and vowed to build the first democracies in the region aside from Israel, the Associated Press called the developments a political earthquake that shook the political foundations of the Middle East, an assessment echoed around the globe. When in the summer of 2005, Iranians elected a new president who vowed to accelerate Tehran's nuclear program and provoke a direct confrontation with the United States, the Great Satan, and Israel, the Little Satan, Agence France-Presse characterized the election as a political earthquake. These were not isolated examples. Yasser Arafat's death was described by the media as a political earthquake. So was Ariel Sharon's stroke and sudden fall from power, together with the rapid rise of Hamas to power in the West Bank and Gaza shortly thereafter. Indeed, a search of a leading news database found 729 news stories published or broadcast over the past decade that described tumultuous events in the Middle East as political earthquakes. And these do not even begin to include...